disappear and fade away. As Men at Work with Overkill. And joining me on the air right now, Colin Hay in town to perform at OP Rockwell's. Colin, thanks for taking a little time.
No problem.
How are you doing, my friend?
Very good.
Welcome back to Park City. You performed here many times. I've seen you little fundraiser you actually did for this little radio station about 18 years ago, I think, or 15. I don't know, up at Silver Lake, and you performed on Main Street in multiple places. I'm sure it all just blurs all the times you've been to our mountain town.
Yeah, things do blur, but then some things do stand. And this tour is a good one. I'm looking forward to coming up to the mountains.
Tonight, big show at OP. It's a great club at the top of Main Street. Downstairs, in fact, I think I've seen you play there before when it was called the Star Bar, and you were here, I think, for an ASCAP Music Cafe during Sundance.
Could have been.
Yeah. Yes,
could have been.
Yeah.
That does ring a bell.
Now, I'm sure, you know, most people know that you were one of the co-founders of Men at Work, and, you know, that's your music and your voice, but you've been a solo artist now for 30 years.
Correct.
And a Scottish Australian living in America, making a go of it now.
Yep.
If you're going to live in Los Angeles, you might as well act too, right?
You might as well. Everybody else seems to.
Yeah, and your career has got many branches to it. A solo artist, you'll play with in a group environment, and also acting and a little bit of screenwriting and music for the screen.
Well, making records and going on tour is the main thing I do, really. Everything is, and people have used my music in film and television, but it's pretty much just because they've seen me play live. So music is the main program for sure.
Absolutely. And you are the writer of the music, and that's your signature voice. You know, it's one of those deals where a lot of people kind of remember the very first time they heard Men at Work and your voice. It was so distinctively different at the time. It still is.
Yeah, that's one thing I guess I've always had going for me, is that there's something about it that people, there's some kind of frequency or timbre, if you like, that people pick up on. So I got that from my father.
Large body of work, it was like 10 to 12 solo records, right? And the three Men at Work records?
Yeah, three. Two are very successful. The third one, I mean, was really the original band, really the five of us, and made the first two albums. I mean, the third album was three of us, but that was really the death throes of the band by that point.
Yeah, you started off as a duo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ron Strickett and myself, we started, I think it around 70, beginning of 78.
A lot of touring. Performing tonight on Main Street, is it solo? You and guitar? Or do you have a band? Or how are you performing tonight on Main Street?
Well, let me ask you this. What day is
it? Sorry, what?
What day is it?
Today is Tuesday. Is it tomorrow? It's tomorrow night, isn't it? I'm a day ahead of myself. It's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, not tonight. It's tomorrow night. Yeah.
All right, tomorrow night.
Tonight I'm in Sun Valley. Tomorrow I'm in Park City.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yeah, I was a day ahead. April Fools for Colin Hay.
That's right.
I'm a friend. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
All right. I'll see whoever's going to be there tomorrow. I look forward to it.
Park City on Main Street tomorrow night, April Fool's Night, a fabulous Wednesday night. What a night. I mean, we got a good town for you to play in, Colin. You've been here many times before. We'll come out.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That was it. Colin, I'm sorry. I am so ahead of myself. I don't know what's going on. Maybe that's my own April Fool's joke on myself.